Hi, this is Jan Hermsen, and you're listening to The Best of the Bookhound right here on 99.1 FM Talk, your Fox News radio station.
All right, it is time for Bookhound. Good Sunday morning to each and every one of you out there on our flagship station. That's 99.1 FM Talk. That's Fox News Radio. And everyone in the audience here at Reno Town Mall, where we tape Bookhound each and every week at 10 a.m. Please come join us. Meet the authors and other members of the Society of Authors nationwide, coast to coast and border to border, with your host, my friend, Jan Hermsen. Jan, I tell you what, you've got a great show planned today.
Thanks so much, Eddie. Yes, I'm very excited. We're going to focus today on competitions. We usually talk to authors, but today, because we have some great guests, we wanted to chat a little bit about how an author enters a competition.
Wow, that's wonderful. Let's start off the show then with someone no stranger to Fox News Radio. As a matter of fact, the host of his own talk show called Next TV Entertainment. And that happens to be from Southern California, Randy Becker. Randy, welcome to being a guest on a show, Bookhound.
Well, thank you. It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you know, we have so many new listeners now on Bookhound, as well as Fox News. Could you be kind enough to personalize this show again for the listeners and the audience? A little bit about Randy Becker. Where were you born? What led you into the entertainment business that you're in today, including the writing competition?
Well, I was actually born in Cleveland, Ohio, but I spent most of my years in outside of Detroit. My whole family's from New York, so it's the other side of the country. But I have a lot of people in the entertainment industry in my fairly distant family, so it was always something I wanted to do. I started off as an actor. I was on Broadway, did some film and theater and TV, and then really decided to get serious as I got a little older and started producing and then opened a company called Net Kingdom, where we do competitions for emerging writers and filmmakers. And it's one of the things I love about the show is that you do celebrate literature, and that's what we try to do with our competition that we're doing right now, which is the writing and pitch competition, which is for scripts, but it's also for books. It's for any kind of written content that executives in Hollywood might find really interesting. We get great book agents, we get great film agents, we get big executives. One of the mentors for the winner is the president of Sony Pictures. I mean, some really, really big people. And we narrow down the contestants' work, and we present some, you know, the most extraordinary stuff. So for us, it's all about finding that untapped potential, which is out there. Great artists, great writers all over the place. So I'm just really happy to be able to be connected with you guys.
You know, Randy, we have an author that actually contacted me about your program, your contest, and he was asking me how you take those books and what he needs to give you. Does he give you the whole book? He's kind of confused as far as what he should be entering to you.
I actually could not hear that question.
That's okay. Let me repeat it for you, Randy, okay? One of her authors wanted to know, should he give you the entire book? Should he give you just segments of the book? Should he give you, with this writing competition, should he just simply give you like a pitch about his book?
Well, it is a writing and pitch competition. So a lot of it has to do with how you would want to present it to people in the entertainment industry. We have a lot of people that submit the entire manuscript, the entire book, whether it's published or unpublished. We have a lot of people who present more of a book proposal or a pitch. I mean, what we try to do is really reflect what the entertainment industry, how the entertainment industry works. So if I'm an agent, one of our panelists is Josie Friedman, who's one of the top agents at ICM who deals with books. So she's getting submissions all the time. You may want to be strategic about what's the best way to present this incredible idea. Is it the book is so extraordinary, the writing is so extraordinary that they have to read the whole thing, or is it the concept is so great that it would make such a great movie or television series that maybe you want to cut right to it and present either a pitch or a treatment or a synopsis or something a bit smaller. But whatever you present, we will devour it, we'll read every last word of it. Just approach it like you would approach any submission in the real world of the entertainment industry, because we feed right into the entertainment industry.
Well, and I tell you what, and feed right into the entertainment industry, you certainly do, and I'm talking about on a daily basis. Jan, here's what I'm kind of seeing right now. I'm seeing the opportunity that someone, and maybe you and I, I'll go to you first, Jan, and then we'll let Randy come back with the same answer, perhaps, to my question. Is it possible for someone to maybe have written a book, and maybe the book might not be 100% the best seller type of material from a book standpoint, but yet somebody can smell a little movie or a little film or a little made for TV out of it? Is that ever possible?
You know, I'm so glad you asked me that question, because the author that I was referencing did tell me that that was really his intent when he wrote the book. He really wanted it to be a film. He felt that this was so action-packed, so good, that he'd be able to make that into a film, but he had no context. So he said, well, maybe I can get a book out of it. Maybe I can get somebody to pay attention to the book and then translate it later into a film.
So in other words, Randy, what she's basically saying is something I believe I've heard you say on past shows of yours in the past, is that somebody can come up with a story idea. It might not be the world's greatest, quote, book, but indeed it does have the quality that a filmmaker is going to want to put it in use. Am I correct with that, Randy?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's a story about a guy who went to an old used bookstore, and he found this old little children's book that it was dusty and no one knew anything about it, brought it to the entertainment industry, brought it to a studio, and, you know, five films later, we have Shrek.
Wow. The Shrek franchise.
That's great.
On the other hand, you know, extraordinary writing stands out as well. We have this graphic novel that someone presented where they wanted to go the opposite way. They wanted to write this tentpole, huge $100 million movie, and we suggested, you know, it's tough to sell it as a first-time writer at that budget. Why don't you write a graphic novel? And they wrote it, and we sold it to HarperCollins. It's coming out in July, and now everybody in the entertainment industry wants a piece of it, because now it's a proven entity, because a book publisher has kind of given it the stamp of approval, and everybody loves graphic novels. So it goes either way.
You know, and I'm glad Randy said that, Jen, because that's absolutely the case, isn't it? People need to get a hold of your printing company, your publishing company, because of the fact that you can help an aspiring author. You can help an author maybe with a second, third, or even multi-book level. You know, you can help them because you have so many ways to help them at LaRue Press. So Randy's right. If LaRue Press puts their stamp of approval on it and it goes in print, that's just going to be another feather in the cap, another paragraph on the resume for an author to maybe get his book either sold more or into film. Am I correct?
That is true. And in addition to that, we help them to figure out what direction they should be going with that. Similar to what Randy was talking about, we look at the manuscript that they have and we kind of direct them to either people that we've networked with, like Randy. If we don't see it as a book, maybe it's better for a film. We help them get it edited. There's just a number of services that we can assist with.
You know, Jan and Randy, I have a question for both of you. What in the world? I've had people in the audience prior to the taping of this show today say, hey, I heard Randy's going to be on Bookhound. What's this about his blog that they keep telling me? Randy, I'll start with you. I understand that you're now writing a blog and that people are really starting to read Randy Becker besides getting involved in all your contests.
You know, we have this extraordinary literature blog called All Lit Up, and if you go to our website, mynextv.com, mynextv.com, on the front page you'll see All Lit Up. And basically what we do, and the editor is a guy named James Gertel, who's an extraordinary writer as well, but we find up-and-coming writers or people who've just published a novel that's been celebrated or some really, really major best-selling writers, and we do a couple things. We have them either write an essay, and we had kind of write a little editorial before and after it, or we have this Lost Weekend six-pack where we ask them to pick, you know, two movies, two books, and two songs, drinks that you would have to save a lost weekend, and just a lot of fun stuff that get us into the mind and the culture of a of the literature artist, whether it's an author or also screenwriters and. We're starting to expand it. It's kind of all forms of writing at this point.
You know, I think that's absolutely phenomenal. Now, I'm going to give out that website again, Randy, for the people in the audience. I saw a couple people grab pens, pencils, so they could write it down. And let's give out that website one more time, if you don't mind.
Just mynexttv.com, mynexttv.com/writers. And that'll get you right to our writing competition. And again, you know, we have some extraordinary people from the entertainment industry. We have some great book agents. The fact that we're doing this show, I mean, we love what you guys are doing in terms of publishing. It is so helpful for writers to be able to say that they have something published and to be able to, not just because they can sell it, and there's extraordinary ways to sell it online, but also, I mean, to present it to the industry as a published book is just incredibly helpful.
That's great, Randy, and we appreciate that what you're doing as well, and we're going to make sure all the writers know what's going on. People that listen to our show are readers, but they're also writers.
You know, and I like that, Jan, because I saw when you actually published a little thing sending the people who go to LaRue Press, you were actually sending them to Randy Becker's site.
It's very true. We have been sending them there. We're letting them know. We're also going to include that in the LaRue Review so that everybody knows about it.
Is it for a young author just getting started, Jan, would you recommend that they get involved since this whole show is dedicated to competition? Would you say that it's just one of the steps they need to do to promote themselves?
Absolutely. Anything anyone can do to get themselves out there is important. They should never turn down an opportunity for exposure.
On behalf of Jan Hermsen, the host of Bookhound, Randy Becker, thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Randy.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. I really enjoyed it.
This is Bookhound in front of a live audience, Reno Town Mall. We will be right back.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall, located at 4001 South Virginia. The Reno Town Mall is just steps away from the Reno Sparks Convention Center and is home to a variety of merchants, including a full-service grocery store, the all-new Food Source. Other tenants at the Reno Town Mall include the Washoe County Library, Burlington Coat Factory, Hong Kong Nails, Judy's Dance Shop, Millica's Hair Design, and the Murphy's Law Irish Pub and Sports Bar.
This unique urban mall will fit in perfectly with your busy lifestyle. Stop at the Aroma Club for your morning coffee or perhaps a quick business lunch at Round Table Pizza. The Reno Town Mall is also home to the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority, as well as a full-service Wells Fargo branch. Stop by the Reno Town Mall today for the best Reno has to offer.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall.
Hi, this is Eddie with Nevada Matters Media. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, and I call him a friend now. He's from Samoa. His name is Mo. That's right, Moafi. And Mo, as he goes by, works at Select Real Estate right here in Reno, Nevada at 6512 South McCarran Boulevard under the broker Ron Hoy. I want you to give Mo a call. His phone number is 775-343-6299. I promised Mo I would do an endorsement for him for one reason. Mo dedicates his time to help people get back into the workplace like military members right here in Northern Nevada. So why don't you give Mo a call at Colwell Banker, that's Select Real Estate, 6512 South McCarran Boulevard here in Reno. His number, 775-343-6299. Again, 343-6299. Ask for Mo.
Attention all business professionals in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Are you looking for a new career path? Tired of doing the same boring thing day in and day out for almost no money? Well, Nevada Matters Media has an opportunity for you. We are looking for dynamic, motivated self-starters to join our growing team of marketing consultants. If you desire a position with flexible hours that will give you the freedom to create your own schedule and earn what you are truly worth, then a career with Nevada Matters Media might be for you. If you are professional, motivated, and aspire to be your own boss, email your resume and cover letter to Dave Reichert, Regional Sales Director at dave@nevadamatters.us. That's dave@nevadamatters.us, or apply in person at the Nevada Matters Studios located in the Reno Town Mall across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Nevada Matters Media is an equal opportunity employer.
We are back now with the second and final segment of Bookhound that is taped in front of a live audience at 10 a.m. every Thursday here at Reno Town Mall now, directly across from the Atlantis Hotel Casino and is heard on our flagship 99.1 FM Talk Fox News Radio. Today, Bookhound and the host of the show, Jan Hermsen, has been talking about writing competition that you, the listeners, if you have a friend, a family member, or an associate, can get involved in. Let's get back to the host of the show right now, Jan Hermsen.
Thank you so much, Eddie. And today we have Dan Pointer, a wonderful guest today. Dan, how are you?
Doing great, Jan. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Dan, we like to personalize our show. And for those listeners that don't know who you are, which of course they all do, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in the publishing business since 1969. Many people call me a book futurist because I've been studying books and the whole book industry so much, and I'm always looking ahead. I have written 127 books so far.
Yes,
I
know.
All my books are e-books. I have been, as I said, publishing since 1969, and I've been through an awful lot of things. I think, you know, one of the most important things about publishing is that you need to learn about it. It's the most expensive part of the mistakes, and you don't want to make those mistakes. And you don't have to make those mistakes because there's so many wonderful people out there in the publishing business who are willing to help you out and make sure that you don't make expensive mistakes, spending your time and money in the wrong places.
And you know, Dan, one of the things I really appreciate about what you do is that you have a website, and for very, very inexpensively, people can get educated.
Oh, there's just so much information there, and all of that information is free. And people really should go to parapub.com, that's P-A-R-A-P-U-B.com, and get the free information kit. There's one on writing, one on publishing, one on promoting, and they're free. You just put in your email address, and they come to you automatically. We send out more than 1,000 every month, so we're helping a lot of people.
Right, and I have to tell you that I'm very honored to have you here today because part of our education came from you, so we really appreciate you.
Thank you very much. A lot of people like you are making me proud.
Well, it's been a great experience. One of the things that you're doing now is you have a competition. Tell us all about that, and it's an e-book competition.
Well, it's the Global E-Book Awards. E-books are definitely the future. I've been talking about e-books for years, but they've gone way past the tipping point. Now they represent more than 26% of the adult fiction purchases, and Amazon is selling more Kindle books in both and print books in both the U.S. and the U.K., and I could go on and give you all kinds of numbers and statistics, but by tomorrow they'd all be out of date.
Yes.
E-books are rising quickly, and they're accelerating. So one of the things that we realized was that they're not getting enough publicity, and of course publicity is up to the author, and so we started the Global E-Book Awards, where we bring attention to them, and I'm glad to see that you're doing work in the writing competition area, the awards, and you're bringing more publicity to books, because it's so important, whether it's a printed book or an e-book, to get out there and let people know about it.
And
so that's one of the things that we do. We have every week for 6 weeks, we send out a promotional assignment, I guess, showing people how to publicize their book, and then things start to happen. They're learning from it, and then they get excited about it, and they continue on.
So if somebody has an e-book that they have written and published, and they want to enter your competition, how do they go about doing that?
They go to globalebookawards.com, and all the information is there. There are 101 different categories. We're very proud that we have 252 judges, and you're one of them.
Yes, I am.
Like the categories that they have an expertise in. And some of these judges are bloggers, and some are reviewers, and some are publishers, and some are authors, and all kinds of book people. And the ones that regularly do reviews, like the bloggers and the reviewers, read the books, and then they write them up, and they post them at Amazon and various other places.
Right, and you're also going to have an award ceremony for all of this, aren't you?
On the 18th of August here in Santa Barbara. And it'll also be simulcast so that a lot of people will come to Santa Barbara for it, just like last time. But for those who can't make it, they can watch the whole thing from home.
Right. And, you know, you were talking a lot about the fact that you have bloggers and you have publishers and you have different variety of folks. What really is the difference between an author and a writer?
well, we like to say that an author is somebody who has been published or published himself, same thing, broken into print. Now, you don't really think that Lee Iacocca wrote those two bestsellers by himself, do you? No, he had the information. He's the author of the books, but he had help. And, of course, he's in his case, he's named them on the cover as ghostwriters, but he's legitimately the author. He just doesn't happen to be the writer.
I think that's something that a lot of people probably really don't understand.
Well, and there's a very fine line, really, between using an editor and using a ghostwriter. And the important thing is you have information, you're an expert in your field, you know your market, you know your reader, and you put down the best information you can, and then we all send it to an editor to English it up, clean it up, and make it more readable. And there are a lot of people out there who have, well, frankly, more money than time, and so they deal with a ghostwriter, usually verbally, maybe with an outline, maybe with a mineral of information, and the ghostwriter takes their material and puts it all together.
You know, Jan, I see this being a wonderful opportunity for people who may have wonderful ideas but really shelve their ideas because they think to themselves, I could never be the author of this book that I have in my mind. Now they're getting direction from people like Dan Poynter and you at LaRue Press.
That's true, and we like to have folks come to us and chat with us, and we'll kind of give them some direction, help them understand if they have something that they can put forth, or maybe, as we said in the last segment, maybe it's a book for film. Who knows what it might be? But they should contact us at lrpnv.com and also give us a call at 849-3814. And also, Dan, how can they get a hold of you?
Parapublishing.com, parapublishing.com. They can write to me at danpoynter@parapublishing.com. All the contact information is on the website.
Success stories, Jan. Could Dan share with us some success stories from people who've actually joined his competition?
Sure, Dan. We'd love to hear from you, some of the folks that have joined the competition and had some success with that.
Oh, there's so many, and so many people over the years reading my books have broken into print and done very, very nicely. And now with the Global eBook Award competition, people are using it to generate more publicity. And one of the things we show them how to do is to make up a local media list, going online to get all the radio, the TV, the newspapers, the magazines, and so on within their area. We show them how to make up a news release announcing that their book has been placed into nomination for the Global eBook Awards, and they send it out. And, of course, you know, the local media is going to pick you up just because you're local.
Right.
Well, that teaches them, hey, this actually works. And then we show them how to break out and do the same publicity nationally and internationally. So it's the awards become a stepping stone or what a
right,
justification
it's a,
or reason for them.
Right, and it builds some credibility that they're serious about what they're doing as well.
That's right.
You know, Jan, one of the things now we've had the opportunity of talking with Dan Poynter on this segment. We talked with Randy Becker at Next TV, you know, Entertainment on the first segment. But there seems to be, if you will, a competition out there that fits just about every single style of writer we have. And quite frankly, it sounds like Dan Poynter at Para Publishing has a contest for every style of writer as well.
That sounds very true. It appears to me that you do have every style of writing, every genre that somebody might want to submit for. Is that correct, Dan?
Well, that's right, and there's 101 different categories, and that's very, very important. Your book doesn't fit all people. I mean, I do books on skydiving. I think everybody should jump out of an airplane. But let's be realistic. Everybody's not going to do it. And in a room of 200 people, you might find one person vaguely interested in skydiving. Well, it's the same thing for whatever your subject is, too. But today, with the technology we have, with the Internet, with the search engines, people all over the world can find you and your book and your category. And you may have a customer here and one over there and one halfway around the world and so on, and they all add up to a lot of people. They're easy to find today. So we have to realize that our book doesn't fit all people, but it's easy to find the people who believe in that subject and love it as much as we do.
You know, Dan, it's funny because that's one of the things that we push very hard, and everybody accuses me of using my financial planning background, but it's so important to have a plan and to have some sort of basis for where you're going to do your marketing so you don't waste your time and energy in the wrong direction.
And that's just another justification, one of the reasons why we say draft your title and your subtitle and your back cover sales copy first before you write the book. It helps you to focus on who you're writing to.
Right.
You're making a bunch of promises. And then as you write the book, you tweak your title, you change your subtitle, you tweak the back cover, and they get better and better and better. And people, I know, they say, oh, but I'm doing an e-book. I don't have a back cover.
Not so.
No, but you have a description. It's exactly the same thing, and your description has to sell the text, just like a printed book where the outside has to sell the inside.
Right, and in some ways, the e-books are easier, but in other ways, I think they're a little bit harder because there are so many.
Well, there's so many, but they fit different people. And so in nonfiction, that's very easy. Well, even in fiction. And by the way, most of the success stories in e-publishing, they've been works of fiction. And typically people say, well, yeah, but I'm doing fiction, and fiction is much harder to sell. Well, not when it comes to an e-book. The fiction books seem to be doing very, very well.
Great.
You know, Jan, I've got to tell you, this has been such a wonderful Bookhound edition here on Fox News Radio, all about competition. We've talked to Randy Becker. We just are closing this segment as we say goodbye to a dear friend of LaRue Press, and that's Dan Poynter. And the amazing thing to me is people need to know how they can get a hold of LaRue Press, too, and learn more about how you personally can help them with their aspiration to become an author.
Well, everybody is welcome to go to lrpnv.com, or they can give us a call at 775-849-3814. Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on. I feel honored, as I said before, and I mean that sincerely. I thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
And Jan Hermsen, thank you for another great episode of Bookhound, heard right here on 99.1 FM Talk. That's Fox News Radio. We'll see all of you authors next week.